I have unlocked the door to the teacher's supply closet and am reaching for the light switch when I see the rivetingly muscular buttocks of a tall young man, his waist encircled by a pair of slender legs, and tucked into the cleft of his right shoulder, the flushed in flagrante face of my teenage daughter Dana, who is seated on, or held midair just above, the stack of boxes containing the course on Herman Melville. Averting my eyes toward the floor, I see a puddled floral fabric that I recognize as the dress I took a chance on ordering from Anthropology for Dana's birthday, and was so delighted to see that she actually loved. "Oh, fuck!" Dana gasps, pushing the boy backward. Jeans around his ankles, he nearly falls into me. It's almost impossible not to admire how deftly the boy simultaneously pulls up his pants and pivots to face me, groaning, "Oh my God, Mrs. Monroe, like, oh my God, we..." "Stop," I say, in a voice I seem to have borrowed. Dana starts to speak. "Not one word from you, young lady." I'm grateful for the boy's long shirt tails as he clutches the fabric around his groin. His facial expression tells me that I resemble a one-woman firing squad. I step aside from the door and say to him, "Put yourself together and get out." He casts a woeful glance at my daughter before he leaves us alone. I tell her to get dressed. My anger wobbles once she has the dress on and sits back on the boxes, face in hands. "Well," I say, "I wouldn't call that social distancing." Through her hands, she says, "We use condoms." I lean down, pick up Dana's underpants, and hand them to her. "When your father..." Her face rises.
"Oh, God, no. Oh, please, Mom, no!"